From the noise pop capital of the world, welcome to Insomnia Radio San Francisco.
Hello, gang, and welcome to the first ever episode of Insomnia Radio San Francisco. My name is Scott, and I'll be your host. And I just want to say that I am thrilled to be hosting this show, one of many in the brand new family of regional shows for Insomnia Radio. And with Insomnia Radio San Francisco, my goal is to bring you the very best in under-the-radar, unsigned, and independent bands, stuff that you've never heard but you should be listening to, damn it, and you should be plunking down some hard-earned cash, whether 99 cents for a song or 5 bucks for an album or 10 bucks for an album or whatever they have available, because these bands that I'm discovering in the Bay Area, wow, whew, such great music. I've got just a ton of music, a few songs for today's show as a first one out of the gate, and I'd be interested to hear what you think of, you know, a three-song format show, whether you'd like to hear more. But back to that first track that we heard, that was Trip Device with their song Control of a Nation from their album Inside I Feel. This band hails from San Francisco. They're a three-piece. And wow, just explosive stuff. I knew the instant that I heard this on GarageBand.com a couple of weeks ago that this was going to be the lead-off track for the very first episode. A great way to kick off Insomnia Radio San Francisco, and I hope you agree. Real quickly, Trip Device. They can be found at you can tell this is my first podcast. TripDevice.com or MySpace.com/TripDevice. And their album is also available for sale at CD Baby, among other places. They have a couple of shows coming up that I thought I'd let you know about in case you want to go catch a show. April 30th, they'll be playing the Loud Music Symposium number 7 at the Campbell Heritage Theater. And on May 6th, they'll be at the Ohlone College Amphitheater in Fremont. So if you're around either or both of those dates and want to go check them out, please do. All right, now let's get into another band called 35R. These guys also hail from San Francisco, and their band profile on GarageBand.com states, 35R's music is a unique blend incorporating hard rock, hip-hop, country, and chaos. And after listening to this song, I think you just may agree. So here is 35R with Never Rest, and turn it up.
Yes, you know that this shit is so good to you, and 35R's gonna bring it to you live and true. All I got is to say to yourself, I said believe in yourself, because there's nobody else. I said get up, get up, get up, get up, get up, get up. 3 to 5, the hip-hop, the swamp rock. You know what, fuck this, coming down your block. There's nobody left up here, cause we ain't quit, cause you know it's been years and years. I got one thing to say to you, I said believe in yourself, because there's nobody else. I said get up, get up, get up, get up, get up, get up. 3 to 5, the hip hop, the swamp rock. You know what, fuck this shit, I'm tearing down the block.
With that hit.
Okay, guys, I'm going to come clean with you here. I'm recording this on a MacBook Pro. Just got it the other day. Sweet, sweet machine. I've been a PC user for 15 years, and damn it, I don't know why. I don't know why it took so long to get a Mac, but well, with this new MacBook Pro, it's got this little embedded video camera in it, and thank God I haven't figured out how to work it yet, because you would have seen this little white boy doing some very unfunky moves. Oh, that was 35R with Never Rest. That, gets the blood pumping. So, yeah, a little out of breath from all that shucking and jiving. You can find out more about them at 35R.com. They don't have much on their website in terms of information or links and so forth, or even show information. When you click on the main image, it actually takes you to the Burning Man site. And so I guess from the dates that they have there on the front page that they'll be playing at this year's Burning Man, which is late August, early September. So if you're out running around in the desert, clothed or clothing optional, go try to check them out at one of the stages that they're playing on. Oh, yes. So earlier I had said that I was going to do a three-song format. Well, I just got an email that kind of changed all that. I'm going to, and see, this is the beauty of podcasting. You can just kind of go with the flow and do whatever floats your boat. But, you know, as a first episode, I also want to keep some listeners. So that said, I'll keep it short and sweet. This is a band that you've heard before on Jason's regular Insomnia Radio show, and they're from San Jose, and they are called, and I'm gonna screw this up, I know it, and guys, sorry about that, send me an email. I looked all over your site, I looked all over your MySpace site, couldn't figure it out, but they're either called Inc. or INQ. So this is a San Jose band, really good stuff. Jason's played them a couple of times on Insomnia Radio, and at the risk of being unoriginal, I'm going to play them again too, and that's because they've got a couple of cool events coming up later on this next week and next month that I thought I would share with you. So, without further ado, here is Inc. or INQ, again guys, please shoot me an email, with their track, Look Inside. Enjoy.
It's a thrill for me to be here tonight. I wasn't sure that I would make it alright. I took a look and had a hell of a fight. Sometimes you gotta win, you know that you're right. I know we had to do it, yeah. I hope you want to win, yeah. The time is not to make it, yeah. And we don't have to fake it, yeah. I got a witness war inside of my mind. Time I wanna step out of line. Now we gotta do it, yeah. Before I go to it, yeah. Let's not let them beat it, yeah. They won't want me faded, I've got a theme. You can't tell me.
forget, you can check out our show notes, grab mixtapes, and more by visiting our site, sf.insomniaradio.net.
That's right, people. Check out our show notes at sf.insomniaradio.net, where you can find out information and links about all these bands and the music that I've played today, including that last one by the dually named by me, Inc/INQ. Again, guys, shoot me an email. Don't crucify me, though. And that was their song Look Inside from their album Life Assurance, which has gotten some lots of local press and some raves in the press. And they've also gotten some play on a local radio station. You may have heard of it, 107.7 The Bone, the hard rock station down in San Jose. And The Bone is holding their annual bash next month on May 19th at the Shoreline Amphitheater. You know, huge venue. All the important bands play there, and plenty of unimportant ones, that's for sure. But anyhow, The Bone is going to have some of the side stages available for local bands. Now, how do you get on that side stage? Well, apparently it's through online voting. And so the band would love, love, love for you to send some love via online voting in order to get them up on one of these stages for May 19th. Now, it wasn't certain in the email that was just sent to me exactly where this online voting takes place. It will probably be on The Bone's website, and no doubt these guys will have links to it from their myspace.com site, which is myspace.com/INQ, or their regular website proper, which is inqrocks.com. That's inqrocks.com. So in addition to the big bash by The Bone, pardon the alliteration, this next week, what's happening with the band? Well, April 15th, they're going to be at Johnny V's in San Jose, a place that they've played before and know and love well. So check them out at Johnny V's in San Jose on the 15th, which is this Saturday. Or next week, April 19th, they're playing at Club Debutante, part of the Knockout. I guess the Knockout is the venue and Club Debutante is the partition within it. So check them out. I bet they, if their music is any indication from the CD, they put on an explosive live show. They have to. All right. I've got one more band for you today, guys. And before that, I'd like to do a little bit of housekeeping. Some shouts. Well, all of the bands, save for the last one I just played, that I found today via, I found them via GarageBand.com. And so it's a great resource for podcasters and for people in general just who love music. So thanks to GarageBand.com. Thanks, of course, to Jason Evangelo, InsomniaRadio.net, for giving me the chance, for putting some faith in me, whether it may be misguided, I don't know, time will tell. But thanks, Jason, for the opportunity to host my own show. I, again, am so looking forward to bringing you guys the best Bay Area bands that you've never heard. So I'm totally looking forward to this. You can contact me at scott@insomniaradio.net. I'd love to hear from you. Please let me know what you thought of the show, what you thought of the format. Again, this is my first podcast, so with time, the delivery will improve, the equipment will undoubtedly improve, and my enjoyment, well, I've had a lot of fun doing this show. If that will improve as well, then I'm going to be having too much damn friggin' fun, and they're just going to have to lock me up. So I think that's about it. I also have a voicemail line that you, if you want to call and leave a voicemail, tell me what you thought of the show, or leave some sort of ID. I'll play it on a future show. That would be great. Links will be up, or the number will be up on the site, but in case you've got pen and paper handy right now, the number is 206-203-1275. Again, sf.insomniaradio.net. Check it out. Subscribe to the feed at feeds.feedburner.com/IRSF. And that's enough blah blah for now. Except when I introduce this next band by the name of Richard Bitch. Richard Bitch, or The Bitch as they like to call themselves, hails from San Francisco. And these guys are probably one of my new favorite bands that I've discovered as a result of searching for music for this show. This is their description on their GarageBand.com profile. Four intergalactic space Mormons come together to create sounds that will implode your skull and leave you standing with a bouquet of wilted daffodils. Well, this next song certainly did that for me. I just have to say that it reminds me of Sebado circa their Bake Sale album, mixed with a little bit of Sonic Youth around their Daydream Nation swagger era. So, yeah, both of those influences definitely present in this song. Listen, towards the end, they go into some sort of metallic freak-out groove with a guitar solo that seriously did implode my skull. So, without further ado, I bring you Richard Bitch with their song At the Playa del Rey. Take care, guys. I'll see you next time around. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye. We'll be right back. Hey, I lied, guys. You can't get rid of me that soon. I forgot to mention that Richard Bitch will be playing this Saturday, April 15th, at the Hotel Utah. Great venue to see some live music, and if you liked what you just heard, go check them out. Please go check them out. All right, for reals, I'm out of here. See you next time. Bye-bye.
This has been a production of Insomnia Radio, killing your FM around the world. Thanks for listening, and make sure to check out our site at sf.insomniaradio.net. We'll see you next time, gang.